Gracias, Charlie.
Thank you, Chairman.
Muy importante.
What's very important is the question from my brother from Mexico. Everyone wants to protect the Amazon. When you speak of the Amazon, everyone that produces solidarity, a feeling of solidarity. But the truth is, as you said, there's the theme of sovereignty, as I said before. The previous Bolsonaro, the ex-president of Brazil, rejected more than €1 billion that were there to be used to protect the Amazon for reasons of sovereignty. He said, we don't need that money. I mean, I was going to say a rude word there, but I stopped. But anyway, that's what he said. He didn't want it. And moreover, Bolsonaro promoted deforestation. He promoted the agro industry. He promoted soya growth. He promoted displacement of indigenous communities. It was a disaster. Now Lula's back. Lula comes back, and he resumes cooperation on the Amazon. So there's a bit more hope now. But the fact is still, the Amazon is so fragile, and it all depends on who governs Brazil and other countries. But Brazil has the biggest percentage. But Bolivia, Venezuela, Colombia, Peru, Ecuador, Guyana, and Suriname, they all have their parts. We have the higher parts of the Amazon. And it all depends much on political vagaries. You know, that defines what's going to happen in the Amazon. That's why what's important is cooperation. In terms of all of us trying to come to some sort of to address things from a global point of view to protect, preserve the Amazon without affecting, and trying to do that without undermining sovereignty. So I mentioned the theme of the EU guidelines that you can't buy products that come from deforestation. That's an interesting example for us maybe to follow. Now, there are also other mechanisms in play as well, but moving to the second question, the measurements of the impact taking place in the Amazon are impacting the plata. To what extent? Yes, studies are underway. The French Research Institute is implementing, carrying out, is doing some climate modeling to measure the impact at a South American level. I was in a workshop in Belém do Pará. No, it was in Manaus. I must think Manaus. And in that workshop, they spoke of 30% of 30% impact, because the Amazon produces the whirlpools. The Amazon and you have almost whirlpool the rivers, millions of cubic meters. Flying waters that are transported through the air, these sort of flying waters, we're destroying them, and that will impact the whole continent. It will affect the whole world. And speaking of financing, and I want to take advantage of Daniel's presence here, speaking of financing, it's incredible, because this term of hydrographic basin, for example, there's a lot of financing for the Amazon basin, but there's very little in the way of financing for the Plata Basin, and the two are next to each other. At times, it's almost mechanical. You might, no, when with unless until you understand that the basins are connected, you can't. The financing seems to just stop at a boundary, but in fact, these two basins are brother and sister. What happens in one basin will impact the other basin. So we need to look at things from a more integrated point of view. We need to be more critical, including with our own financing tools. Thank you.
Thank you. It was a very well.